gold medal champion, gold medalist, Mr. Javier Fernandez from Spain to attend the press conference. Now we ask him to give some comments on today's competition. This week, we can...
Sorry. I have no words. I mean, I trained hard, really, really hard, but I was not expecting to be the gold medalist. I was not expecting that. Because I thought, I mean, Yusu is Yusu, and everybody here knows Yusu. And he's pretty much unbeatable. Like, nobody can beat him.
Except
Abby. Well, now, I don't know. You know, I've got no words. This is not even in my dreams, you know. I'm from Spain. It's, I don't know. I'm really happy. I'm really happy. And these guys are really great skaters. It's really hard to compete against them. And I don't know. I was able to do it. This is gonna help me. This medal is gonna help me to keep going for the next years. It's gonna give me a lot of energy to practice hard and to keep competing and try my best in every single competition. I think that's what this medal means.
Okay, let's invite the silver medal winner Han Yusang to say a few words.
いや本当に悔しいです。まあ多分今の自分にとって悔しいという言葉が一番合ってるかなっていうふうに思うんですけれども、まあなんかいろんなこと言うと、なんですかね、自分の気持ちをうまく伝えきれないと思うので、悔しいという一言に、すべてを託したいかなと思ってます。あ、でもですけど、やはり、ハビエルが、すごいいっぱい、練習をしてきて、すごくトレーニングをしてきたということを、自分の中で、自分の周りの方々が、まあ自分に言ってくれたりだとか、もちろんブライアンが教えてくれたりだとか、そういうこともしてて、その結果が、こうやって実ったっていうのは、本当に嬉しいなと思うのと同時に、いつもハビエルと一緒に試合をやってきて、なんか、いつもおめでとうって、いつも誇りに思うよって言ってくれたハビエルが、今回は立場が逆になって、僕が2位で、ハビエルが1位っていうのは、僕自身もやっぱりこの立場になって初めて、彼をチームメイトとして誇りに思うなというふうに思うと同時に、やはり自分はやっぱりそんなに心が広くないから悔しいですけど、絶対勝ってやりたいって思いますけど、でもその反面、本当に自分の一緒に練習している仲間が優勝するということはこんなにも嬉しいんだなというふうに思いました。
First of all, regrettable is the word I can express my feelings for now. I cannot put it into many words because for me, the focus is that I feel regrettable for this result. But at the same time, I know how hard Javier has been training all these years, and also Brian told me how hard he's been practicing, and this is the result that he made. We've been competing together for a long time, and always Javier told me, congratulations, I'm so proud of you. And now I'm in the opposite position. And being the second place after him, for the first time I feel I understand how he felt. And I have to say my heart is not that big, so I wish to beat him again sometime, someday. But I have to, now I realize how happy it feels that your teammate is such a good skater and made a good result. So I'm very proud of him. 今天。
Okay, now the question on the time.
This is a question for Javier. You come from a country without a long winter sports tradition, without a long tradition of figure skating. I was curious about your growing up, how many skating rinks were in your town, and what this win means for you to do something for Spain.
I cannot really tell you how many ice rinks there were in Madrid, that is my city, when I started to skate. But I can tell you the first ring I skated on for almost a year, it was not bigger than this room. It was really small. And now it's a restaurant. So, imagine. It was not tradition at all before. I started because of my sister. She watched a competition on TV, and then I started after her. That's why I got into skating. I never took the skates off after that. And then most of my friends didn't even believe it was figure skating. Like, they didn't even know what figure skating was. So now a lot of people learn a lot about this sport. Thanks to the Grand Prix final last year, we got to show so many people, new people, into how is figure skating, how excited it is to go and watch a competition. And we have it again next year, the Grand Prix final in Barcelona. So, it's something even more excited, something we can even... They're helping me a lot. I'm trying to grow this sport in Spain as I'm trying to grow myself in this sport, but then I'm trying to grow this sport in my country. And these competitions are really helping me because I get to show my people what is actually international figure skating with these guys.
Before the next question, let's welcome the bronze medalist, Dennis Tung from Kazakhstan, to share with his comments on today's competition.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, first of all, that I was not here. I just won the free skating and I tried to be first in the doping control, so my competition didn't over yet. So, I'm pleased with my performance today, especially because it was much, much better than it was yesterday, and also we've been here for quite some time, so it was a little bit of mental exhaustion for us to finally get to the day of free skating. So I'm happy that it's all over now. It's a great company of great skaters, and to me it's an honor to join the podium with these people. And so far it's interesting that our lives are so similar, like especially like with two of you, like for example with Kavi, like he's doing so much for sport in Spain right now. But with me, it's exactly the same. Like when I just started skating, we did not even have like an ice rink. I used to skate in an outside rink, and now things are building. It's getting better and better, and I can see that you've made a tremendous input into your country, sports development. And same with Yuzu. Like maybe our season is very similar by the matter of fact that I also sprained my ankle right after Four Kindness Championships. So I was out for quite some time, and I also had two surgeries in the winter, although the recovery was quite fast. So I think, I don't know how come, but maybe something to do with the Sochi Olympic Games. Yeah, so, and I'm pleased that finally the season is now over and it finished it on a positive note, but at the same time I realized that there's a lot of work ahead, so I hope that there'll be many more good performances in the future, especially in Pyeongchang 2018, because this is my goal and I'll try to progress gradually in order to reach the peak of my form in 2018. I just wanted to add, because Teddy Bear, this is the reason why I still skate. I'd like to thank all the fans, because they always like take care of so many things for me and support me so well, and at each event they send me these teddy bears that reflect the costumes I wear, and somehow I always wear different costumes, so this is the latest version. I'm like like to thank them, and I feel a little bit sorry that I make them work all the time when I change the costume. Thank you.
我想问一下冠军，就是大家都比较关心他和安藤美姬的恋情，这个恋情是不是帮助他获得了冠军？谢谢。
Can I ask the champion? There's rumor that you are dating a Japanese girl. Is that helping you to win this championship?
You know, maybe. Maybe she's my lucky charm. You know? Well, yes, I'm dating a Japanese lady. I was going to say skater, but well, she's a skater. She just doesn't compete anymore. Well, she does actually sometimes. I don't know. Well, she really knows what is being here because she was world champion. And she is really smart about how she has to treat me sometimes when I'm like competing, when I'm like exhausted or training, or she was in this situation before, so she knows she's really smart, and she really helps me sometimes. So part of this medal, it might be because of her, then because of my family, my parents, my friends, is a whole thing. It's around me. Everybody have the little piece of this mail.
是的，我们确实。
Sorry, my coach.
我们确实在。
Train with. Yeah.
Also a question to Javi.
I'm here.
You missed your first quad circle combination and fell down, and then you tried it a second time and it worked far better. Did you have the feeling after that this could have been the decisive moment to win this competition, to your own surprise?
I gotta say, before that quad, it's an expression that I'm not gonna say, but things were up here. You know what I mean? That feeling, I was so afraid for some reason. It usually doesn't happen, but when I was going for it, I had that feeling. I was like, oh my God, something is not going right. After that fall, I'm like, you know what? Whatever. Whatever happens after, it happens. So I calmed down again. I went through the whole program, and I didn't have that feeling anymore. I thought that fall, it was going to take away my chance to be the gold medalist. I didn't really got to see these two guys. I didn't see them skate. So I didn't really know what was going on, if they missed something, I didn't know anything. So it was a really big surprise when I seen them in the Kiss and Cry. Then I saw the marks, and I saw my free program. I was second in the free program. And for some reason, I thought, Yusu was first in the free program. Who was first in the free program? Him, right? Okay, so, yeah. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm second in the free program. And I thought Yusu was first, because I didn't see anything. And I just, Yusu's the first. And he says, my score in the free program, I was second. And then I look at Brian, I'm like, okay, I'm second, I'm fine, I'll take it. But then they put the results, and I'm first. I'm like, how? Like, well, what did this happen? I didn't believe it. So that was pretty much how it went on in like my whole competition.
Sorry, can I ask two questions to Yuzuru? First is, we know that during this practice session these days, you were not doing your quads very well. But today, during the 6-minute warm-up, you look okay with your quad style. But then when you were on the brink again, after Dennis, you look quite stiffened and nervous. So I want to know what happened during this time. This is the first question. And the second is that both of your programs of this season are extremely beautifully choreographed. But you had a really tough season and you didn't skate them cleanly. So I want to know if you are going to keep one of them for the next season, or are you going to explore some new styles?
公式練習で4回転がうまくいかなくて、まあその時点でちょっとした不安はありましたけれども、ただ、まあ、4回転サルコーに関しては今回この中国に入る前からずっとトーループよりも曲で決まる回数が多かったので、あんまり心配はしていませんでした。まあブライアンも、まあ、1回、まあ大体決まったような折り方をして、でその後にもういいよっていう話をしてくれたので、まあ本当に自分の感覚を信じてやりました。まあでも6分間でまあうまく決まったんですけれども、でもやっぱり試合で本番で決まんなくては意味がないなと自分の中でちょっと反省しています。あとそうですね、プログラムに関してですけれども、今僕自身から出せるコメントは本当少ないと思います。ただやっぱり両方ともクリーンなプログラムを一回も滑れてないっていう悔しさはありますし、両方とも本当に自分が気に入っている、本当にやっていて楽しかったり、また自分がファントムになりきれたりだとか、滑っていて気持ちよかったりだとか、そういう風な感覚があるプログラムなので、またぜひやりたいなという風には自分の中では思っています。
It is true that during my practice, my quad wasn't necessarily going that well. So I did have a little anxious feelings. But my quad circle was actually better than the quad toe, especially with the run through with the music. And Brian said it looks good. So I trusted myself and I went for it, and 6 minutes warm up, I landed one, but it doesn't really mean anything unless I landed in actual competition. And referring to my programs, yes, I don't have much I can say at the moment, but I love both of them, and I really enjoy performing to it. So I feel regrettable that I was not able to perform clean throughout the season. I really enjoyed, especially the Phantom. I felt like I was being Phantom myself, and I really would like to perform it again.
Thank you. This question is both for Yuzuru and Haru. We know that you have the same coach, Brand Arthur. And how do you balance the feeling between teammate and adversary? And what kind of relationship you can describe with Brian, like father to son, like a friend, like a brother, or anything else? Thank you.
We cannot forget to Nam. A little crazy, spicy Nam. He's his first Nam Nam noodle. his first senior worlds, and he came fifth. So that's a pretty big thing, right? My relationship with Brian is definitely more than a coach. I think he really takes care of his skaters, and he really cares about them. He cares about the skaters skating and the skaters' life. I'll describe Brian like my coach, my father sometimes, my friend, and sometimes my enemy. Is Brian here? No, right? He cooks sometimes. Sometimes we meet and he cooks for like a barbecue or something. So he's pretty much everything. I remember one time I got really, really sick. And he even went to the pharmacy, got me medicines, and bring them to my home. You know, he's a really good person.
まあ、ハビエルが言ったことそのまま、じゃあ、ダメか。まあ、でもハビが本当に言ってくれた通りに、本当に僕たちは幸せな環境で練習をしてトレーニングを積んで こうやって試合に来ています。何ですかね、まあ自分がカナダのトロントのクリケットクラブに移ってからもうこれで3シーズン目終わろうとしていますけれども、もう本当に初めてのシーズンから僕をブライアンのファミリーというかそういう家族みたいな輪の中にすぐに入れてくれて、そして一番多分思うところがあるのはハビだと思うんだけど、やっぱりずっとそれまでライバルとしてやってきて、今もライバルだと思うし、今もこうやって順位を争って本当に競技レベルの高い練習を一緒にできるわけですけれども、やっぱり嫌だったと思うんですよ本心は。一緒に練習することによってやっぱりブライアンもすごく苦労したと思いますし、どういうバランスにやればいいのかっていうのも、僕自身も入ってくるときに大丈夫なのかなっていうふうに思いましたけれども、やっぱり彼は本当になんというか仲間思いだなというか、まあ僕にとっては本当お兄さんみたいな存在で、まあお父さんにはなれないですけどねハビエルはさすがにお父さんはないですけれども、僕にとっては本当に心優しい自分の家族のうちのお兄さんというか、そういう感覚でいます。まあ、ブライアンはそうですね、時々お母さんにもなりますけれども。like mother?
Mother?
でもやっぱり、さっきも言った通り、ブライアンはコーチとしても素晴らしいものを持ってると思うし、本当にコーチとして、スケートのコーチとして、本当に僕たちの背中を押してくれています。ただ、彼はコーチとしてではなくて、コーチとしてだけではなくて、僕たちクリケットのみんな、ファミリーをすごく大切にして、人としての、成長というか、そういうものをいつも見守ってくれている、そんな存在です。
Okay, I can almost repeat what Javier said. He put it in everything out there, and I agree with everything he said. We've been training in a really happy environment, and we can go to competition with that kind of training together. And this is my third season. My third season of cricket club is almost finishing. But from the very beginning, they really included me in the family.And especially for the Javier, I know we are good rivals. We are still, we were rivals before. We are still rivals and we are practicing together in a very high level. But I think if he tells me very honestly, there must have been some hesitation to accept me. And I'm sure Brian had some concern as well. And I myself was not so sure if that was a right thing to do.But he was always so good to me, and he's such so considerate to his teammate. He's almost like my brother. I can't say he's not old enough to say he's my father, but he's like my brother. And Brian can be like my mom. He's a wonderful coach, he pushes us as a skating coach, but not only that, he really takes care of the cricket club family, everyone in family, and really take care of us to grow, not just as a skater, but as a person as well.
Thank you very much. First of all, buenas noches, Javier. Muchas felicidades para primera medalla de oro en el mundo. ¿Qué significa este campeón para la deportivo en Viena, en España? I mean it from my heart. And my question is to Javi and to Yuzu, because Dennis, you know, I've asked you exactly the same question before. So Brian has three top skaters.In this competition, how do you think that he is able to manage all top level now and in coming season, because NEMI is going to become even stronger, in my opinion. So that's the question. And the second question is also related. What is the best advice that you have ever received from Brian?
Oh, by the way, before I said Brian was sometimes my enemy. He's not like my enemy, but when I don't want to do my work, he gets mad, and then he's like, whatever. Yeah, he gets really tough with me. That's true. I don't know how he managed. Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, like he travels so much. Like, he goes pretty much to all the Grand Prix series, and he goes to the Japanese nationals and Canadian nationals, and like, he's always traveling around. And sometimes I think like, oh my God, it's a really tough work. It's not easy. I don't know how he do it. I want to be a coach, and I really need to learn how to do it. So I will really ask him so many questions about that. The best thing Brian had told me, oh, that's a really, really, really complicated question. Do you know some? I don't know. I got so many, but right now I cannot even like remember. He gives so many advice all the time. I mean, he's like, if you don't work, you're not gonna get anything. That's the one I'm gonna tell you right now. But I'm gonna keep thinking, and let's see if I can get another one after you so finish talking.
Hi. そうですね、まあ、ブライアンは、さっきも言った通り、すべてのグランプリほぼ出て、まあ、ナブもいますし、本当に他のスケーターもいろいろいて、女子のスケーターもね、たくさんいるんですけれども、僕が思うに、ブライアンが、まあ、まとめてるわけですけれども、ブライアンがボスなわけですけれども、やっぱりクリケットっていうチームがあるからこそ僕たちはこうやって常にレベルの高い練習、トレーニングを積めるのかなというふうに思うのと同時に、常に誰か一人が見てるわけじゃないっていうのがあって、例えば、まあこうやって、まあテレビの仕事でトレーシーとか来てくれますけれども、本当にたくさんのスペシャリストがクリケットクラブにはいて、そしてクリケットクラブの中でみんなが知識をシェアしながら、または、まあ、僕とハビのようにお互いに意識し合いながら常に集中力を保っていたりだとか、あ、練習サボっちゃダメだなとか思ったりだとか、そういうことをしながらやってきているので、多分もちろんブライアンの凄みっていうのもあります。こうやって試合に来て僕たちを整えてくれる、僕たちをいい精神状態に持ってきてくれるっていうのはありますけれども、ただブライアンだけに感謝するのではなくて、本当にクリケット全員の先生方に僕は感謝したいなと思っています。で、まあブライアンにはい、言われたことで、やっぱりたくさんアドバイスをもらっているので、自分も 何か一つということは、言うことはできないですけれども、ただいつも思うのは、あ、ダメだな難しい僕がナショナルで、全日本で、チャンピオンになった時に、まあなかなかいい演技ができなくて、で、その時は高橋大輔選手が、いい演技をして、僕自身も負けたなって思ってましたし、まあショートでは点数差がありましたけれども、彼が優勝だと思って。で、会場の雰囲気もそういう感じで、非常に優勝したんですけれども、その後に非常に苦しかった、精神状態が苦しかった時期がありました。ただすぐに彼が言って、彼は若い頃からまあカナダで 優勝して、それこそ世代交代、高橋大輔選手から僕に受け渡されたバトンのような形で、若いうちにナショナルのチャンピオンになったわけですけれども、同じ気持ちだったとすごく言ってくれて、で僕はそれはもう何ですかね、なんて言ったらいいのかな、みんなそうやってきたんだよって言ってくれましたまあ本当に当然のことのようですけれども、僕はその言葉が非常に嬉しくて、ここまで、まあいろんなノイズとかいろんな賛否両論、本当にフィギュアスケートって日本ではいろんな意見がありますけれども、でもここまで自分のスケートを信じてやってこれたのは彼の言葉のおかげだなと思ってます。
Let's see. Like he said, yes, Brian travels to most of the Grand Prix, and he has numb, and he also coaches a lot of other girls too. But what, in my opinion, Brian put all of them together. He's like the boss of the team, but not only him. We have the whole team of a cricket club, and we have a lot of specialists in the rink, and they all are helping us, not just him alone. For instance, Tracy is here with work with the TV, Tracy Wilson. But there are so many people who's knowledgeable and has a special knowledge about skating in rink. They all help us. And of course, having rivalry like me and Javi also helps. But Brian's really good at conditioning ourselves when we come to the competition and mentally prepare to compete. He's really good at putting us together and to the final form. But I want to thank not just him, but to all the members in the cricket club and all the coaches. As far as the advice goes, he has given me so many advices. It's very difficult to pick one. But the one thing I can remember is when I became the national champion in Japan for the first time, I didn't necessarily perform that well, and Daisuke performed really strong. I was almost sure that he won, but actually I was the winner, and I didn't feel very good about that. I kind of felt unsure about it. And Brian told me that when he became a Canadian champion, he was also very young, and he felt like the title was passed on to him too early. But he told me that everyone went through this. And this might have sounds like a simple advice, but it really supported me mentally when he said that. And there are many different opinions in figure skating, but he helped me to believe in myself and continue training.
There are two questions. short questions. A lot of athletes say it's harder to defend a title than to win it the first time. Does this result now make your next season easier with less pressure? And my second question is, what do you do with 1,000 plush toys?
やはりオリンピックチャンピオンになってこのシーズン入るということで、まあ、グランプリシリーズ初めて中国でやりましたけれども、今シーズン初めての試合が中国でここで始まりましたけれども、最後までなんかオリンピックチャンピオンだからというような気持ちが少しあったのかなという感じもします。ただまあ、今回の試合に関してはディフェンディングチャンピオンだとかそういうことはあまり考えずに、とにかくとにかく自分が練習をしてきたことを信じて頑張ってきたと思ってますし、まあ、まあ、2連覇とかも頭の中ではちらついていたのかもしれないですけれども、それよりもまず自分がどうやったらいい演技をできるかということを常に考えてました。次なんだっけ。あ、はい。ぬいぐるみだとかいろんなものをいただいて本当に、はい、 なんて言われるかな。なんですかね。
We should do something useful. We should do a, like an donation organization. I don't know. We can do something.
あの、はい、はい。たくさんぬいぐるみをいただいたり、またまあ自分のまああの本当にシンボルと化しているウィニーもいっぱいもらえるので、あの本当にありがたいですし、自分自身本当にその気持ちをすごいいただいてるんですけれども、まあ自分だけではとてもあの持って帰りきれないですし、あの何ですかね、まあ自分たちだけではどうしようもないことなんですけれども、せっかくこうやっていただいたぬいぐるみだとか、そういうものを、何か社会に役に立つように、基本的には、寄付というか、本当に、まあ、地方の、それこそ、日本だったら自分の地元の、それこそ幼稚園とかだったりそういうところにあげたりもしてました。
The first question、I entered this、season as an Olympic champion and I started my first Grand Prix here in China and it might have been on my mind until last、moment that、I am an Olympic champion and that might have been gave me a little pressure but、For this particular competition, I really try to focus on, try to show what I've been practicing and give the good performance.、maybe I thought a little bit about trying to defend my title just a little bit, but mostly I was trying to focus on my performance. And as for the,、all the gifts that I'm giving, I'm really grateful to all the fans. And、I really received them with a lot of appreciation and、The Winnie the Pooh became almost my symbol that、they all threw me and I really like them. But、to be realistically speaking, I cannot take them all home. And I want to、return them to in some form of charity in the society. If this was my hometown, I probably would have、brought to a kindergarten, my local kindergarten. But、I will probably、make the use in a charity.